with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
Just before we talk entertainment, a quick heads up for the squash fans in the audience. I'm not sure if you're aware of the fact that there is a squash tournament being played in the middle of the V&A waterfront this week. We are hosting the Growth Point SA National Squash Championships, and it's been played in a proper all-glass court, which has been built in the centre court of the V&A waterfront. So if you've been missing your live sporting action, here's a very novel way to fix that. It's already underway. The tournament runs until Saturday. The finals will be hosted tomorrow, and there are games happening between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on all of the tournament days. So if you are keen to see some really top-class sport squash action. In addition to the main adult event, there's also an under 17 national selection happening that is running simultaneously with the event. Men and women's categories, by the way, 16 of the country's top squash players in action in that event. You'll find it at the centre court at the V&A waterfront. For those who'd rather stay at home, though, let's take a look at some of the entertainment offerings we can offer you this week. We're going to start with podcasts. My producer Rafiq Wahid has this week's selection.
Today's recommendation is a riveting 8-part documentary podcast titled Guardians of the River.
This podcast is a story of the guardians of the water and their secrets. These guardians have a monumental task, trying to protect a remote, near pristine environment facing threats from all sides, like wildfires, drought, habitat destruction, industrial development, overhunting, and charcoal production, as well as generational wounds from a history of colonialism, war, and displacement of indigenous people.
It recently won a Jackson Wild Award in the podcast category, which is Nature's Film's equivalent of the Oscars. It also won the Best Narrative Nonfiction Podcast Award at the 2020 Tribeca Film Festival. Guardians of the River features South Africa's Wild Bird Trust founder and zoologist, Dr. Steve Boys, and takes listeners through some of the most unexplored regions of Angola and Botswana along the Okavango River. Guardians of the River is available on your favorite podcatcher. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Next up, we're off to the movies. Eyewitness News reporter Chanel September has the rundown on the new releases.
My planet Arrakis is so beautiful when the sun is low. Rolling over the sands, you can see spice in the air. The outsiders ravage our lands in front of our eyes.
This week we start with a film that's being described by some as one of the greatest sci-fi films of our time. Whether it's true or not, I'll let you decide. Dune tells the story of a young gifted man born into a great destiny beyond his understanding. He must travel to the most dangerous planet in the universe to ensure the future of his family and his people.
A boy.
Duncan, can I trust you with something?
Yes, always. You know that.
I've been having dreams about a girl on Arrakis. I don't know what it means.
Dreams make good stories. When everything important happens when we're awake.
Dune is the first of a planned 2-part adaptation of the 1965 novel of the same name by Frank Herbert. Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, and Jason Momoa are in the lead. The next film recommendation is a period drama. In The Last Duel, betrayal and vengeance take center stage, along with Hollywood royalty, including Matt Damon, Adam Driver, and Ben Affleck.
There is only one question that matters. Do you swear on your life that what you say is true?
The movie is based on a historical event from the 14th century, the last legal duel in France, fought between a knight and his former friend who's accused of rape. The Last Duel is directed by Ridley Scott.
There's two kinds of people, Dad. The ones who have a B-bot and the ones who don't.
Hey, guys.
Oh, sorry, I'm in your shot.
Oh, I have a filter for that.
And that's a scene from the film Ron Gone Wrong. It tells the story of a socially awkward schoolboy who receives a robot named Ron, a walking, talking, digitally connected device that's supposed to be his best friend. He's excited to finally have his own robots until his new toy starts to malfunction.
Hi, Barney. I'm your best friend out of my box.
What are you doing?
Barney, your B-bot is like super weird.
Sarah Smith is in the director's chair, Jack Dylan Grazer and Justice Smith are in the lead. This is, of course, one of those animation films that I think many adults will enjoy. It's a funny film for our modern times. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
Thank you so much, Chanel.
Miss the conversation? Miss the conversation. Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Next, let's move to the small screen, where once again we call on Craig Falk, deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, to pick out some ideas for us in the week ahead. Before we get to that, Craig, some news not that welcome coming through a couple of days ago. A Netflix price increase announced. It's actually the first one since they switched to charging us in rands right about 2018, I think that was.
Absolutely. You know, it isn't one of those things you really want, but at the end of the day, Netflix is providing an increased library to viewers and subscribers. There's also loads of local investment. The important thing to remember is that the mobile offering is staying capped at 49 Rand a month, and the basic plan is at 99 a month.
Okay.
Existing subscribers will only start paying new rates over the next few weeks, but it is immediate for any new subscribers.
Okay, and the standard plan up to 159 a month and premium 199, it's still a whole lot less than you pay for some other platforms, shall we say. Okay, So thanks for the update on that, Craig. Before you take a look at what's happening in the week ahead, a question in from our listener, Keith, who is a big fan of America's Got Talent, rather, and very disappointed. He saw that ETV had advertised that America's Got Talent season 14 was going to start on the 10th of October, but he tells me instead they've been screening an old season of Britain's Got Talent. And his question is, do you have any idea when we get to see the American version?
There's just been a slight delay in the actual tapes arriving. You know, it's one of those horrible things where everyone waits for these tapes to come from international service providers. And there's just, unfortunately, these unforeseen and unexpected delays.
Okay, Keith, sorry, we'll keep you posted is all we can say. The minute we have a word on a confirmed sighting of America's Got Talent on ETV, we'll let you know. Okay, let's take a look at what we do know is coming in the week ahead on terrestrial TV. And we'll start with drama and news that is bad news for the Survivor fans, who's going to have to wait a bit longer than they'd hoped, but good news at the same time for NCIS fans, Craig.
Yeah, so season 18 of NCIS starts on Thursday, the 28th of October on Mnet. That's DSTV 101. They're starting with a double bill at 7:30 and 8:30. Unfortunately, they were expecting to air Survivor season 41, but that's been pushed back until January next year. This is a massive season for the show and for fans, as it's the final season with Mark Harmon as Agent Gibbs. And it's going to actually start with him having to go into his past by teaming up with someone he arrested to now solve a really high-profile murder.
Okay, so the last season of NCIS in double helpings, that's the good news. Yeah, sad news about Survivor, but January 2022 is not that far away, so we'll have to just keep on waiting until then. Craig, tell us about the new miniseries that drops on Mnet on Thursday.
It's called The North Water. It's a miniseries, like you said. It's starting on Thursday, the 28th of October on Mnet at 10:30 in the evening. It's a violent period drama that's set in 1853 on board a whaling ship. Colin Farrell actually had to see a psychiatrist and a psychologist after playing this monstrous character named Drax. He takes pride in being able to inflict pain physically and mentally on his victims, and it centers around a doctor who's on board now and just trying to find salvation, and these two forces collide. Graphic, violent, but really thrilling, and will keep you on the edge of your seat. And Colin Farrell is monstrously amazing in this role, even though he is a very horrible, violent character.
Okay, The North Water. Well, no wonder it's in the 10:30 time slot there. And Thursday evening on Mnet, you can catch the first episode of that one. Something a bit lighter, I think, next. What's happening over on SABC?
Season 2 of Dramedy Atlanta. It's starting on Friday, the 22nd of October on SABC3. That's DSTV 193 at 9 in the evening. It's robbing season in Atlanta, and our hero, Earn, realizes that while you can take the man out of Atlanta, you can't take Atlanta out of the man. He's really got to manage his crazy uncle, who is basically the crazy neighborhood uncle who'll teach you anything naughty. So loads of fun there.
Okay. That's Atlanta on Friday evenings, SABC3 at 9 o'clock. Then Craig, the next one. Look, I'm all for medical dramas, but I definitely do not want to watch people's feet and ingrown toenails. I can't imagine why somebody would make a show like this. But tell us about My Feet Are Killing Me.
Okay, season 2 is returning on Friday, the 22nd of October on TLC. That's DSTV 135 at 8 in the evening. You know, we've seen Dr. Pimple Popper. Forget it. Podiatrist Ebony and Brad are dealing with everything from ingrown toenails literally crossed toes in this reality show that's only for the strong of stomach. It is one of the creepiest. You can't even describe it, but it is so, so, so popular.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'm going to skip that one, Craig. But hey, if that's what rocks your boat, you'll find it on Channel 135 tonight at 8 o'clock. Okay, the next one is a blast from the past. The Hoff is back.
Yeah, it's called. It's a special on history called Battle of the 80 Supercars with David Hasselhoff. Airs on Monday, the 25th of October at 8:15. You know, like you said, the Hoff is iconic. He's bringing back his Knight Rider bestie kit, the talking car.
Yes.
And he's basically looking at how cars from the 80s are still influencing vehicles and society today. Super, super interesting docu-series.
Okay, starts Monday evening on the History Channel at 8:15. And while we're talking about wheels, Wheeler Dealers is also back.
Yeah, season 17 starts on Tuesday, the 26th of October on Discovery Channel. That's DSTV 121 at 8 in the evening. Elvis and Mike are back in this really fun motoring reality show. You know, they basically buy scrap and transform it into cash. And it's really unbelievable what you can do with a little know-how and elbow grease.
Okay, last but not least, a little bit of pre-Halloween fun.
Yeah, The Beasts of Halloween is airing on Wednesday, the 27th of October on Curiosity. That's DSTV 185 at 8 in the evening. You know, it looks at things like why are black cats synonymous with witches, the goat with the devil, bats with vampires. You know, it's a really interesting docu that will teach you something you probably never knew as we get closer to the spookiest night of the year.
Okay, Beasts of Halloween on Channel 185, Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock. All right, there's quite a lot happening on the streaming services, particularly on Showmax. So, Craig, what do you want to flag this week?
It's a comedy series called I Hate Susie, Season 1. Ex-pop star Billy Piper is playing a former teen pop star turned actress. I mean, it's art imitating life for her. And her character's phone is hacked and very personal photos are uploaded online. And it leads to this huge scandal that she now tries to contain.
Okay, so that's the comedy. What about one for the history buffs?
There's a drama series called Domina, Season 1. It's a period drama that retells the story of Livia Drusilla, who became the wife of Augustus Caesar, Empress of Rome, and one of history's most influential women.
Okay, so that's on Showmax. What's your pick of the week on Netflix?
It's a docudrama called Colin in Black and White. Ava DuVernay, who directed Queen Sugar, and she's done loads of social conscious and social movement productions. So she's created this docu to zoom in on ex-NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick to take a closer look at this man who was not only used as a scapegoat, but also turned into an example after he took a knee during the U.S. national anthem. And he's basically been unemployable by any team ever since. You know, it looks at his formative years as well, the fact that he was adopted by a white family, and how he's become something of an icon who just will not be knocked down, no matter who stands in his way.
Sounds really interesting. Okay, so that's Colin in Black and White, available on Netflix. And then last but not least, something for the British fans. What's BritBox got for us this week?
It's this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful crime drama series called Vera. They've actually got seasons 1 through 11. You know, like I said, it's a really fun, cool detective drama. It's British. You know, we all know how they do their stuff. It follows Detective Chief Inspector Vera Stanhope, and it's based on the novel series by Anne Cleves. There are only 11 seasons, 42 episodes in total, so it's a really fun binge if you're into Brit drama detectives.
Perfect timing for me, because I've just finished the entire Shetland series and I need a new British crime drama, so that's me sorted for the week. Craig, thanks as always for your recommendations, and you enjoy the rest of your leave, please, and we look forward to chatting to you again next week.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much to Craig Falk, Deputy Editor of TV Plus Magazine. You'll find the latest edition on sale in stores now.